Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, May 24, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employer, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, and much, much more. The quality of medical services received after a traffic collision plays a major role in the outcome of recovery. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, no longer allows for health care policy limits. However, there are still common concerns people injured in a car accident must face. Let's talk about it today on Talking About You with Estra. With 24 states refusing Obamacare, elected officials are leaving their constituents out in the cold if an unforeseen event occurs, including a car accident. When the people who are supposed to be looking out for your best interest make decisions that make life more difficult than necessary, perhaps it is time to evaluate whether these are the people you want representing you. In my opinion, regardless of the obstacles placed in your way to vote in 2014 midterm elections, in order to protect you, your family, along with the citizens of your state, it is critical to find a way to vote. If you are one of the fortunate people in our country that has medical coverage, this will be a blessing if involved in an auto accident. Being able to receive immediate care can reduce recovery time, in many cases, help with understanding a diagnosis, and provide a way to receive regular medical services when needed. However, in most cases, the insured or sick individuals must pay a portion for their visits, and if seriously injured, this can add up quickly. Therefore, ask questions regarding any medical services required and evaluate all alternatives, the cost to insurance companies, and the cost to you. Don't be afraid to ask about the charges. Believe me, everyone else in this equation is watching their bottom dollar, and so should you. This is your right, and being the last to know certainly does not work on your behalf, from my experience. When the attending medical professional specializes in your injuries, they typically will be able to be up on the latest developments and more likely have seen your condition on multiple occasions. In any situation involving your health, recognize that you are responsible for making the final decision. The advice often received presents the best scenarios, yet the final decision is always yours. Again, be your best advocate. When it comes down to it, you will be the person living with the consequences, and when you run out of money to pay your percentage of the health costs, they will not take care of you for free, no matter how much you've already paid them. So educate yourself on balancing health versus cost. If you are without auto and health insurance coverage, this might be a long road to recovery. Most are able to eventually find help, but it's typically at a higher cost, and these charges are placed as a lien on the auto accident claim, along with other expenses. Sometimes this also limits available medical services and the quality of care. However, some of the best care I've received has been services from community care centers. Try to find medical assistance on your own in order to ensure it is in your best of interest. Make the decision not necessarily by location, but by those who are interested in your care and skilled at their craft. And if uninsured, when the opportunity to sign up for Obamacare arises, make sure to do so. There is nothing worse than being in a position where you desperately need help and cannot obtain the care. Therefore, think about the medical strategy to take on this journey. Some research must be done even in your current state of injury. If a friend or family member can assist with medical research along the way, this provides great support, so make sure to ask. If no support or you wish to do it, take your time and don't wear yourself out. Through the research process, trust intuition and the circumstances, along with factual information regarding medical condition. Ask professionals helping with your recovery questions. Remember, the decisions made are what you will have to live with, perhaps for quite some time. Today we'll spend our time talking about medical services you might encounter after a car crash, understanding your rights and responsibilities, developing a medical team that works for you, getting through the pain and suffering, appreciating those who help you through the process. Place your comments and questions on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. This last week, I saw harassers involved in a car crash where their vehicles were overturned, and it looked like a very nasty collision. By the time I came upon the scene, police had arrived and were documenting the collision, which, by the way, has a significant impact on your claim in the eyes of insurance companies. Over the years, I've been amazed at the knowledge law enforcement has in documenting the scene of an accident. They understand a lot from reviewing what they see and by the number of collisions they've witnessed. If injured, most often people are treated at the scene of an accident by paramedics. If minor, most are treated and go on their way. Others may be transported to local or trauma hospitals. When transported to hospitals, most are evaluated at the emergency room, treated for injuries and released or admitted. In most states, there are laws that these facilities must treat you at least until in a stabilized condition. Because of our current economy, hospitals are closing left and right. Thus, in order to keep their doors open for patients, many receive state and federal funding, which requires them to assist anyone in need of emergency assistance. Yet, no matter where you go, having insurance will help defray the costs which you are still responsible for paying. As a hospital patient, you may need to receive x-rays, MRIs, blood tests, which are quite common depending on your injury. And if the emergency room decides surgery is required, with your approval, if conscious, will begin the scheduling process. Hopefully, medical staff gets you repaired quickly and you're on your way home for recovery. This is the time when the bills begin to flow in and a plan needs to be made on how they will be paid and when. If you haven't made up a budget, this is a good time. Tracking accident expenses is important in order to reduce stress during recovery and realize how much is being spent. Picking up my book, Car Accident by Estra, can help with organizing, documenting experience, and provide knowledge and support. There's a lot of space for writing, budgeting, and journaling, which will come in handy when dealing with insurance companies and employers. This can become an overwhelming time with all that is required of you. Therefore, do as much as possible to stay organized. Also realize this can be a traumatic moment and provide yourself with time to comprehend the total experience and a season to be made whole again. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. This is the reason for talking about you with Estra's radio show, TV, and blog. Locations where you can find me for additional conversations include Facebook, Talking About You with Estra, Reddit, Estra's TV, Pinterest, Estra's Radio Show, my official website on Blogger, Estra's official car accident site, StumbleUpon, which is Estra's TV, iTunes under Talking About You with Estra, and of course, right here on Block Talk Radio. Also, you can join me on Instagram under Estra's TV. As a patient, it is your responsibility to communicate injury symptoms with medical professionals and continue with recovery. Let caregivers know what works best for you, problems that arise, and how they can be of assistance. Don't be shy. Ask questions, share concerns, and realize it is okay to disagree and look for solutions that you can live with. Remember, this is about improving your life and getting better. If anyone has a right to speak up, it is indeed you. Health professionals do not know everything. In fact, there are some things that are unique to you. This is why teamwork is so important in this relationship. Mutual respect can go a long way in allowing both a medical team to help resolve injuries and your participation as an important member of this team. To be effective, everyone's important to this equation must be involved. It makes it easier to achieve the goal of recovery. This can sometimes be hindered when outside forces, such as auto insurance companies or employers, get involved in your care due to emphasis placed upon them saving money than you getting well. Therefore, if able to have treatment, then do recovery, and lastly deal with auto insurance and employer benefits. This might also speed up getting you back on track. In my opinion, contrary to what some may believe, a complete quick recovery is in their best interest. Stereotypically, ideas that patients enjoy pain and suffering must have been invented by someone who thinks oppressing the sick and injured could significantly decrease their overall cost. However, just the opposite occurs because everyone loses. Costs do increase over the long run, along with individual productivity. This is one reason to build up your personal savings, although I do understand that this is a difficulty when you have 30 years of wage stagnation. On the other side, you do have a right to be informed about your condition, a diagnosis, a prognosis, which some physicians prefer not to say. And personally, I can understand this one, although at times I've not liked it. However, the internet can fill in the gaps with research. It is important to get a copy of your written medical records. Make sure what you are being told is what is being written and that you are understanding your condition. This is where communication styles are so important. By being cared for by someone who understands your personality, socioeconomic background, and culture, it makes a big difference on their perception and, in my opinion, your care. From my experience, reading medical records gives insights into not only who you are viewed as, but also a medical professional's life views. So, in summary, understanding your rights and responsibilities help you to do your part in the recovery process, helps set expectations in building relationship with medical professionals, and helps target your way back to recovery. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello and share experiences. It's nice to have a place to come and talk about car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the victory. Also, recently released videos include harassment and intimidation of injured, and it's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefits, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment intimidations in hopes of getting injured to eliminate a claim. Also, meet Estra. You can actually view this one also on IMBD, YouTube, under Estra's TV. The IMDb is also under Estra's TV, and you can also see it under Twitter's Estra's TV. It's an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience might entail. So it's a great video to see. And the last one is Disability Surveillance 101, and it brings these issues to light. This video shares what to look for, privacy retention, documentation, and encouragement. Also, there is an abundance of fake links placed out on the search engines by harassers. To ensure viewing legitimate Estra links, look for the 3 stars from my official site. All links are G-rated and accessible for all audiences. Otherwise, what you're viewing is not my link. They're fake. So if you're not sure, go directly to my official Estra's website, which is Estra's, that's E-S-T-R-A-S, blogspot.com, or at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. And you can also go out to Estra's TV on YouTube, user Estra's blog, and it'll also have official links to other locations. So thank you for doing that. Also, the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is available in case involved in a car accident this year. Stop by any time during the year if you're involved. Pick one up Having both my book Car Accident by Estra and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval so much easier. So you can find it under eBay, under Estra's Car Accident Help. Make sure it's the one that is mine, which is as the nonfiction. It's under that in eBay. Or you can actually just go out to my site, official, the Estra Official Car Accident site, for more information. You can order it from there too. And while you're at my official site, you could spend time reading, watching, or listening for a valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. The book is also available on all legitimate online and local bookstores in your area. Most physicians have already put together a team of professionals they make recommendations to for their patients. These relationships have been established and allow them to be able to do their jobs in less time because they are comfortable with the reviews from these other medical professionals. This is usually done as a courtesy because most patients don't have anyone in mind. Sometimes, however, you may not be as comfortable with their choices. Most times, this is due to differences in personalities. If you have a medical professional you've worked with in the past and specializes in this area, by all means go to this person. The relationship may not be as smooth between them as they do not know each other, but sometimes it works out better for you, and they do learn new things from each other occasionally. However your team is developed, make sure that you are kept in the loop and are aware of the plans that are unfolding about your care. When injured, sometimes it's difficult to remember what is said about your condition just because you're not well. This is another good reason to have things written so you can review it on occasion, and also reviewing this might bring awareness or new ideas for improvements. The key is to remember everyone is doing their best. They may not necessarily do things in the way you would. Different points of views typically reach the same destination. So keep an open mind, gain insight, be willing to speak up on things that work, things that don't, and keep working towards solutions. Most times there is a primary care physician who keeps up with all your care and is the main contact for your treatment. The other medical professionals could be involved in your care include neurologists, rheumatologists, endocrinologists, psychologists, chiropractors, physical therapists, massage therapists, and this list is endless for sure. Your primary physician normally makes these referrals. You can also seek out additional help if you find yourself needing more answers regarding your condition. The key is to establish a medical team that returns you to wholeness in a way which allows your life to move forward again. As a side note, never give up on getting better. Hope can open doors that are not necessarily available to the naked eye to see, yet can change things. There are many stories out there with this unexpected outcome. Yours can be one of them. From my perspective, getting through the agony of pain and suffering is the worst part of being in a collision. Absorbing the shock of a car accident can take time for the mind to adjust and the body to heal. Loving yourself through this entire process is important. Regardless of the circumstances, this has become a part of your life journey. Decide to learn from this process. Many injured people come away realizing the value of good health, appreciating it far more than ever before. Learn to share these experiences in a journal with friends or on forums. By the way, you are welcome to join me at the new Estra's Car Accident Forum to share your struggles and victories. This is the reason for its creation. However you choose to move through the hurt of this experience, realize this too is part of the healing process. A car accident can impact not only your body, but heart and soul. Do not neglect any part of you. Take care of your whole being. There is professional medical help in case you get stuck in the process, so talk it over with your physician for a possible referral. Remember, this is really about you and getting better. My book, Car Accident by Estra, is a great read for encouragement of moving through the journey of an accident. The key is to realize you are not alone. Many people have experienced what you are going through right now, although this does not make it any better for you. What this signals is that you can get through it, even though it's tough. Think about the struggles faced up to this point in your life, and you're still here, right? You can make it through whatever has come your way, whatever you've lost. Each one of us still has a future. Perhaps there is someone just around the corner who will need the lessons learned from your auto accident to make it through their hard times. We are all in need of each other and are witness for other people. So do not become too discouraged. Yes, this may be difficult in your life right now, but you can move forward to a better time. Every life has its seasons, and we learn things from each of them. So endure the pain and suffering with a strong heart. Don't become weary. Keep your head held high and keep reaching for a time of less pain and suffering. This new season will come. Just keep holding on. Sometimes we forget how much those who help us through the struggles of recovery give of themselves. The amount of time and energy placed into developing a plan for your well-being requires many professionals in all areas of your case to add parts of themselves in the process. When injured and not necessarily seeing things clearly, this is often missed because of the emphasis placed on recovery and the lengthy time this may take, making many impatient. Yet, when recovery is complete and there is time for reflection, think about how many people who have given much to help you. Making the investment into your life has been a gift. When people go beyond doing the basics but extend themselves in hopes of making you healthier, there is no greater care an injured person can receive. It resonates not only in the body but the soul. So thank them. Thank them for caring enough and for being willing to go that extra mile to make your future a better one. Then, if you are afforded to give someone else the same opportunity, remember the difference it made in your life at a time when you needed it so desperately. This is how we make our world a better place. It starts with each of us doing what we can each day in the community that we live. It starts with sharing what we have to give. It may not seem all that significant personally, but it can make all the difference in the world to the person needing help. This makes our world a bit brighter for all of us. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and to the musicians. I appreciate these artists. This week, Medical Services Accident Claims Survey is now available for your input. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in a traffic collision. Please take the 3 minutes it takes to tell us about how you've been affected. You can find it on Facebook at Talking About You with Estra, along with at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Accident Surveys. Thank you for your support. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place, no matter what you're going through. Keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show, TV, and blog to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you.